Good evening, Team RPM, and welcome to our global call. Barbara, thank you so, so much for that amazing, enthusiastic welcome and introduction, and the amazing energy you brought to the opening of this call is just amazing. Barbara is blowing up this business all over North America and all through Latin America, so we're so excited for her success and what she's becoming in this organization, and I know TC is just around the corner for her, but she's changing the lives of thousands of people, so thank you so much. Guys, welcome to the call. I'm so excited. We have a huge, huge call tonight, so I'm going to roll right into the information. I get the privilege of sharing the system. For those of you that, you know, the thing that sets our business apart from other businesses is that it's duplicatable. And because it's duplicatable, if you follow the system and create duplication, over time, you're going to be able to build a business that's going to grow without you. And why do you want that? Well, it's very simple. Because if you have a business that keeps growing without you, you didn't just build income, you built your spare time. Right? Because if your job or your traditional business has you going there every day and telling you when you have to be there, that's not freedom. But when you have something that keeps growing and you keep generating an income and you can do other things, that's freedom. But the only way that that's going to happen in our business is if you create duplication, because it'll keep cookie cutting out all over the world, literally. So duplication means freedom. And so how do we do it? Well, it's actually really simple. We follow a system that was created and designed that everyone and anyone can have success. It doesn't matter your education background, your age, your cultural background, or what your previous experience was in work. Anybody and everybody can do this if they just plug in these simple steps. So I'm going to go through the four main components of our system. So I hope you have pen and paper ready. The first step is PBR. I love PBRs. They stand for Private Business Receptions, or People Building Residuals, what we like to call it. They're fun. They're home meetings. They're a party. It's a launch party. So when you get started, your sponsor is going to help you put together an event in your home, and you're going to invite your contacts. And you're going to invite according to the system. Again, there's that system. They're going to teach you how to invite in a way to create curiosity and excitement. They're going to fill the room, and then someone's going to present on your behalf. They're going to present the opportunity, and your guests are going to decide whether they want to make money and get started with us, or if they want to save money and get some of their services for free and become a customer, which is awesome either way. But some are going to say, well, I need more information. So the people that are ready to get started or need more information, we're going to enroll them into the second step of our system. The second step is Saturday training. It's our weekly training. It's where the top leaders of your marketplace will come together on Saturday and be on stage presenting the business. And they're also going to give a quick start training. They're going to basically do like a group launch for all those new people, teaching them the ABCs and 1-2-3s of how to get started. And then from there, they're not only going to see, well, your guests are going to now experience the second half of the system, right? They experience the invitation. They experience the whole meeting. Now they're experiencing Saturday training. We're going to get them started. They're going to see that this is something a lot bigger than just your living room, and they're going to get to know the top leaders. And then they're going to be trained, and they're going to get started. And what are they going to do? Well, they're going to have their PBR the following week. And by having their PBR, you've started creating a cascade of duplication of PBRs and Saturday trainings and launches throughout your organization. Week to week, as you have more guests showing up at different PBRs and more PBRs in your organization will begin to grow. And it may happen initially in your city, but it can become a global operation. It's amazing. And then we want to help them. The Saturday training is going to help them not just get started, but achieve executive team trainer within their first 7 days. And the reason why we're going to do that is because it's going to unlock the compensation plan. They're going to get results, which makes them even more excited to keep following the system. But it's also going to qualify them to participate in the third step of the system, which is Friday night leadership. That's a leadership training that your local leaders have put together, and it's an advanced leadership. So you get to be a part of that when you've reached the position of ETT, because you'll be ready for that next level of training. And that's where we're going to bring you to the next level. And then the most important piece, in my opinion, is events. Events do for your business what you can't do for yourself. So you want to make sure that you're at every single event, and not just by yourself, but with your whole team. You want everybody there. Why? Because you're going to hear from the top leaders, senior vice presidents, Circle of Champions members, teaching about how to build this business. They're going to learn what's involved, how to do it. They're going to hear testimonies, especially at the international event, which is coming up in June. We're going to have the best of the best on stage, each training on a different theme. You're going to meet IBOs from all over the world, literally. So you may want to build in a different part of the world. You're going to meet people from different cities and different countries and build relationships. So you have reference points for those different places. And you're going to experience the vision of ACN right from the co-founders. You're going to be taught from the people that built this business. So the international events are incredible. And throughout, we also have what's called regional events. And so you want to plug into all of those. And every single event, you want to bring more people. Because the more people you bring to the event, events will help you build production for the next 3 to 6 months. So, of course, you want to have more and more people there every time, which means your business is going to keep multiplying and growing. So speaking of events, take note of these events that are coming up in your local marketplaces. On April 7th, we have a special Toronto Super Saturday in Toronto with Vice President of Sales in North America, Mr. Mike Kane. On April 7th, again, in the city of Mexico, we're going to be having a national event. There's going to be various different senior vice presidents and Circle of Champions members there, so you want to make sure that you get all your Mexico contacts there. On April 14th, in the Sarasota marketplace, we're going to have a regional event with none other than our senior vice president, Mr. Franco Lofranco. Guys, you want to get everybody in front of these people and let them explain and share their vision and their experience and their expertise and their success for your people. And then the king of all events, June 22nd, San Jose International. Guys, I really hope you already have your tickets because you do not want to miss this event. Get all the stuff taken care of, rooms and everything, because, guys, at this event, we're going to have announcements that are going to propel your business like no other. They're going to be launching apps and all kinds of other announcements that is going to take this to a whole new level. We have 25 years of experience, but, guys, it's a new day in ACN, and you do not want to miss that event. So I hope you guys jotted those dates down and you got your tickets ready because you want to be creating that in your future. So speaking of system and the production it creates, I get the honor of introducing and announcing the top producers for the month of March so far for our global team. So we're going to get started with the ETLs in the customer production category. Starting in position number 10, we have Natalie Oliveira Camarena. Guys, I apologize if I get your name wrong. Position number 9, Normie Suarez. Position number 8, Camila Lofranco. Position number 7, Gustavo Martinez Meza. Position number 6, Ana Velasquez Gonzalez. Position number 5, Ada Figueiredo Torres. Position number 4, Francisco Flores Figueiredo. Position number 3, Erika Beck Duran. Position number 2, Alberto Vargas. And in position number 1 for ETL Customer Production, Joe Conde and Moy Ramos. In team trainer, top 10 production for customer production, starting at number 10, Camila Lofranco. Position number 9, Vincent Bloss. Position number 8, John Berenger. Position number 7, Hazmarim Khan. Position number 6, myself and my brother Cosmo DeLillo. Position number 5, Joe Conde and Moy Ramos. Position number 4, Nicola Drizna. Position number 3, Alex Ramirez. Position number 2, Leah and Danny Bastone. And in number 1 position for team coordinator customer production, Miguel Franco. Regional directors for the same category. Position number 5, Jocelyn Hansen. Position number 4, Cavaliere Franco Lofranco. Position number 3, Audrey Clydesdale. Position number 2, my brother and myself and my brother Cosmo DeLillo. Position number 1, also myself and my brother Cosmo DeLillo. That's for the customer production. In team trainer production, guys, here's what I want you to know. These names you're going to hear next, this is a sign that they are building teams, and that's a sign of a healthy business. Team trainer production is what you want to be on the charts for. And remember one more thing. All of you can be on this list. It's just a matter of following the system and teaching your team to do the same. So let's get started. ETL, top 10, team trainer production. There's a 4-5-way tie for position number 6, Anita Arujo, Alonzo K. Curtis, Janessa Melville, Scott Chevrolet, and Angel Rappel. In number 5, we have a 2-way tie, Ada Figueiredo Torres and Ana Velasquez Gonzalez. Position number 4, a 2-way tie, Yakov Pertskik and Rick Renee. Position number 3, we have 2 people, Mary Bastone and Moises Bejarno Garcia. Position number 2, Francisco Flores Figueiredo. And position number 1 for ETL, Team Trainer Production, Goldie Gehan. In team coordinator category, We have a three-way tie for number 9, Nicola Jerzna. Also number 9, Karina D'Alessio and Vincent Blatt. Position number 8, Sean Sequeira. Position number 7, Joe Conde and Moy Ramos. Position number 6, David and Noya Zaltzman. Position number 5, Helen D'Alessio. Position number 4, Alex Ramirez. Position number 3, Miguel Franco. Position number 2, Leah and Danny Bastone. And in position number 1, Hazmir Kang. And now for the regional director, team trainer, top 5 producers. Position number 5, Jocelyn Hansen. In position number 4, Audrey Clydesdale. In position number 3, myself and my brother Cosmo DeLillo. Position number 2, Helen D'Alessio. And in position number 1, Hazrin Kang. Congratulations, guys. You are storming the charts. We look forward to hearing your names again next week. And the rest of you guys, it's Sister Rafe. Get on there. Just follow the system and you can do it. And speaking of top producers and champions, I get the honor of introducing the next speaker, none other than, like, the champion of champions of our team. He's our senior vice president. He's a Circle of Champions member. He was knighted by the Italian government because of his entrepreneurship. Guys, he has touched, moved, and inspired the lives of millions of people, and we're blessed to call him our mentor. He has a commitment to help 1,000 people go RVP, and in that journey, he is literally changing the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. It's an honor for me to call him my mentor and my friend. Please help me welcome to the call none other than Cavaliere, Senior Vice President, Circle of Champions member, Franco Lofranco.
Thank you, Giovanna. Another great job in getting the call started and talking about the system and explaining the system. That's why you're so great, and you and your brother are, like, rocking it right now and consistently in top production, and, you know, why you both have double regional director positions in top production. That is so rare and so unusual. It almost never happens. And for those of you who have been in ACM a long time, think about that. When was the last time you saw a brother, sister, or husband, wife, or partnership have two positions of RD and both of them in top production? Almost never happens, but it's a sign that they understand the system, they follow the system, they're very detailed about the system, and they don't mess around with it, and because they appreciate what it does and how it works. And a lot of you are doing the same, guys, because how do I know? This week we had record production. We had record qualifications. Record QTTs came into our team. Record payouts in our organization this week. It was phenomenal. It's just amazing. Some of you made some unbelievable money this week. But a lot of you made hundreds of dollars this week. That's what's my favorite thing. Look, obviously in every business you're going to have people that are going to make a lot of money. And then there's going to be what makes us different and what I'm proud of our team is we have a lot of people that make money. And I love that. It just shows that, you know, we're consistent, we're making money, we're building, we're growing. And as long as we keep doing that, as long as you keep doing that, eventually you'll figure it out and become a top producer yourself, where you can also experience those big paychecks on a weekly basis. Because the bonuses are meant to be made every single week while long-term your residual income is growing. And this is a testament that the system is working. And it all comes down to one skill. I'm sorry. Like we could talk about anything you want to talk about. In my 12 years of experience, since I first got started, the first skill I was ever taught and the most important skill I teach is inviting. Inviting is 90% of our business. Because if you cannot invite, you can't recruit. If you can't recruit, you can't build a team. If you can't build a team, you got no one to teach. And there's nothing happening. So we are in the distribution business. That's the number one skill to learn. So practice it. Do it in the mirror. Write it out. Record yourself. Just get naturally good at it. And without this, you can't build ACN. You can't build a team. And then if you don't have a team, you got no one to teach and no duplication to ever happen. But the script is important because the script is the first part of duplication. So when you look at how to recruit and whether someone is going to be interested in the business, the ease to which you can say a script and the simplicity of it gets someone either excited or not excited to be part of the team. So if you're making the script complicated and you've got to go through these crazy hoops to get people to come see a presentation, then the likelihood of them ever doing anything are very slim because they're thinking in their head, I don't want to go through what this person went through to get me to go see a presentation. And that's why the skill of making the script simple, following it, not explaining anything is so key because it's the first step of duplication. Now, a lot of you are scared, and I get that, listen, I've recruited a lot of people. Our team has, and I've launched, you know, a lot of people. So I also know a lot of people are scared. Scared to invite, scared to call people, scared to peak people. I get it. So this is why it's important, even though if you're scared. So if you're on this call tonight and you're afraid, and look, fear is normal. I totally get it. It doesn't mean it's real. It just means it's an experience that you're having. Here's what I promise you. If you keep learning the script, keep practicing it, keep learning it, keep practicing it, eventually it will naturally come out of you without fear. It's no different than learning how to sing a song. Like if someone asks you to, here's a song, I want you to sing it in public right now, and you maybe practiced it once or twice or three times, you probably won't be too comfortable doing it, especially if you have a bad voice like me. But if you sang that song 1,000 times in your head, you sing it every day in the car, it's the second nature, then maybe when you're at a party or something or you're talking, you have maybe less of an issue to sing that song. It becomes easier and natural for you to do it. The same thing with our inviting script. Just keep doing it, because eventually you're going to know the script so well that peaking people becomes effortless, and the fear will disappear. I've seen it over and over and over again of the people that just kept learning the script. Because when something becomes natural to you and the neurons in your brain learn it, the fear literally dissipates. In fact, what we've seen is a feeling good sensation passes through your body the better you know the script and the more you want to say it. So it's not a coincidence that people that go RVP and SVP are great at peaking and recruiting because they've done the script so many times, they enjoy doing it. Like for myself, when I first started, I wasn't crazy about the script. I wasn't crazy about inviting people. Today, I can't help myself. I can't help myself to ask people. I can't help myself to recruit people. It's like it's effortless for me. It's like breathing for me. Because why? I've done it so often and so many times. It's just natural. There is no fear to peaking people. It's just part of what I do. And if I look at every person that's successful in ACN, every person that has incredible financial freedom in ACN, that's exactly what they've experienced. But it comes from practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. The good news is this one-minute script that you're going to learn can make you ridiculously wealthy for the rest of your life. So ask yourself, is that worth it? Or is me singing a song in my car that makes somebody else rich, I learn that? I know what I would do. I would sing the ACN song of script over and over in my head, and then until you've mastered that, until it naturally oozes out of you. And one of the major reasons why Mexico has exploded is exactly for that. They've mastered the peaking script. See, in Mexico, people don't have welfare. People don't have unemployment insurance. So people are dying for an opportunity. So when we tell them, hey, look, all you got to learn is a script, they're like, okay, I'll memorize it right now. Versus many of us, you know, when we are looking at the script that are in the United States, Canada, or other well-off countries, we'll take our time. Maybe we'll take it easy. Maybe we'll learn it. Maybe we don't. But we never bother to learn it properly. Well, in Mexico, here's been my experience. They'll learn it right away. A lot of them are so coachable. Yes, please tell me. What do I have to do? How do I have to learn it? What do I got to do? Will this make me successful? Then I will do it. And then they follow a system that I'm going to teach you tonight that we're going to go over that has exploded that country. And it's going to explode the other Latin American countries as we launch into them, like Colombia, like Peru, like Chile, like the rest of Latin and South America. We're going to explode it because of this simple system. And tonight we're going to cover it on how to recruit not only in Mexico, but all the other countries when they open up, and to go after 1 billion people. And this system has had Mexico become the fastest growing country in ACN right now. It's exploding. We've created a lot of wealth for brand leaders and IBOs in Mexico. For many of them, it's more money than they've ever dreamed possible. In fact, I was just coaching one young man. He's making so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it because his family's never had money. So I'm coaching him what to do with money, how to invest his money, how to save his money, because he's never made so much money. To him, it's just like, wow, I can't believe it. He never even imagined it was possible for him. But just out of learning the system and following the system, this is exactly what it is. Now, it's a little different than those of you in other countries. So it's different than, for example, those of you in South Korea, it's different than that system. It's different than the system that we teach in Australia, the U.S., Canada, and Europe. It's a different system. The script is different, and you can expect that because each culture is different. Everything's a little different. And so what I'm going to go over with you is exactly what it is, but the essence is the same. What does that mean? It involves inviting. It involves PBRs. It involves closing people at PBRs. It involves events. It's the same essence, just the language is a little different when it comes to inviting, and the tools that we use are a little different. But before I go into the system, I want to make a couple of things very clear to everyone, okay? If you're going to recruit in Mexico and you're prepared to do that, here's my advice. Be prepared to go there and help if your team starts to grow. Why? If you don't go there, think about this. If you were recruited by somebody in Mexico, and it was the other way around, let's say somebody in Mexico recruited you here to look at ACN and you signed up, and that person never came here to help you, you were an orphan, no one came to support you, how would you feel? Imagine you were building your team and you're working really hard, but you didn't have your upline coming here to help you. How would you feel? How would you feel that if somebody got you signed up, they worked hard to get you signed up and then disappeared or never came back to help you? It's not right. It's not fair. So if you're going to be recruiting in Mexico, now, it's a great country to go visit, phenomenal food, incredible weather. I love going there. The danger is overrated, believe me. I've gone there many times over the last year and a half. I love it there. It is an incredible country, an incredible people, an incredible culture. I love Mexico. It is phenomenal. So if you're going to go there, make sure you, or so if you're going to build there, make sure you go there. Number two, pick a good city with a training system already there. What do I mean by that? I know a lot of you like to go to resort towns. I don't blame you. Go to the beach, you go to stuff. But for example, Cancun has no system. Why? There's nobody there building ACN. Why? It's on the beach. It's a tourist city. Who wants to work there? It's not a smart place to build your ACN business. Okay? So we have great cities like Guadalajara, Mexico City, Puebla, Monterrey. We've got so many more cities that have great systems in place where people can plug into and take advantage of it. So know the city you want to go to. Like if you want to intentionally build in a city, check it out. Now, sometimes you can't choose a city because I want to talk about how to recruit in those cities, and sometimes you can't decide which one, but it's preferable you ask for cities where people know cities where there's already a great system in place. Second, find out the leader. So if you're recruiting somebody in a city in Mexico right now or any other Latin American country you're going to go into, please get to know the leader in that local market. Become their friend. Friend them. Message them on Facebook. Get to know who they are. Get to know some of the brand leaders in that city. So why? Because if you send a guest to the meeting, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this happens all the time, unfortunately, in Mexico. It's probably going to happen all throughout Latin America. If you send a guest to a meeting and you send them cold, that means you didn't tell anybody to welcome the guest and take care of them. Somebody in that meeting will have the following conversation. Hey, listen, who invited you here? Oh, some person from the United States. Really? Well, why don't you just join my team? I'll take care of you. They can't take care of you. Just don't call them back. Don't answer them back. Or tell them you're not interested. They'll never know. And I'll take care of you, because otherwise you're going to fail. You're not going to succeed. No one's going to help you. Those conversations happen all the time. So if you're going to send somebody to a meeting at your own risk, you're risking that person if you send them without talking to anybody. It happens all the time. So I'm going to warn you to be careful with that. It's really critical, okay? Third thing is to understand the comp plan of that country. So, for example, if you're going to start with Mexico, you're going to recruit into Mexico, understand the Mexico comp plan. Understand how to sign up a flash customer, because you got to help them get qualified. So somebody signing up there, you got to help them to get qualified. That means you got to teach them how to sign up themselves as a customer, how to get the SIM and install it in their phone and become a customer. And you've got to learn that before you start. So do your homework, learn how to do that. The good news is there's all kinds of YouTube videos and videos ACN's created in each marketplace on Flash and how to do that, including the U.S. and every other country we're going into with Flash. We've got videos on how to do that, which is fantastic, okay? Now, the fourth thing is the best way that I've learned, and this is the most important lesson, I think, for tonight before we talk about the system, how the system works there, is to recruit Latinos locally. And use the system we have that you have in your city, in your country, use that system to recruit Latinos into your business. Why? If you want to cold recruit into Mexico or to any other Latin American country you're going to go into, you're more than welcome to do that. But the chances of you losing them are very high to people that may steal them away. So it's not going to be simple. It's not, because there's no trust. There's no relationship there. Well, what if you recruited Latinos in your marketplace? Because here's the good news. There are Latinos in every city, every market across North America and all over the world. For example, in the United States alone, there are 40 to 50 million Latinos. That is an incredible market to go after. A lot of them obviously are from Mexico. So what you want to do is go after them in your local marketplace. Ask people who you know that who's Latino, who's from Mexico, and then go get to meet them, develop a relationship with them, recruit them, put them into the system. Then what you want to do is teach them the system in Mexico to recruit their family and friends in Mexico. Because what happens is when you recruit a Latino in outside of their country, they're so comfortable and confident that they're going to just recruit their friend's going to sign up in Mexico, that they totally butcher and destroy everything. That's what we've learned. So it's very important that you say to them, hey, before you call anybody, please let me teach you how we recruit people in that country so you can create duplication, because it's going to help them. Otherwise, you're just going to hurt your friend or your family member. But doing it that way, them recruiting their friends and family creates trust. There's a barrier that's overcome. The likelihood of them being stolen is way less likely because it's their friend, family member or friend that they're sending to a meeting. So everything improves as far as your success, okay? Now, there's a four-step system that we follow in Mexico right now that's really causing incredible success. So I want everybody to write down the system down, and I'm going to have Ms. Giovanna Di Lillo help me, or help all of you, to explain this to all of you, the system and exactly how it works. And the reason is because Giovanna is not only a top producer in RPM, not only is she a top producer in North America, she's also a top producer in Latin America. She's top everywhere. And that's what's amazing. So she understands not only the North American system, she also understands the Latino-Mexico system. So she's an expert at both systems, and that's why she has teams growing everywhere, not only Mexico. I know Barbara talked about, but Giovanna has teams everywhere. She's top producing everywhere. That tells you she understands the difference between cultures and systems from each place, okay? And she happens to be an expert at the Mexico system. So here's how the system that we are launching, that is working in Mexico, as exploding Mexico, and that we're going to be launching Colombia with, and Peru with, and Chile with, and all the rest of Latin America with, okay? We have there's four steps. There's peaking, there's tools, there's getting people to an event, and then there's signing them up properly, and then duplicating that. So let's first talk about the peak. The peak is very different than the peak that we use, for example, in the U.S. and Canada. It's called the indirect approach. It's a very different approach that we use. And the reason is because for the Latin market, we found this is more, it's easier for people to ask the question. It's easier for people to feel comfortable to do this. Because some people are just too insecure. Some people in Mexico have never owned their own business. Some people have never done anything like this before. So for them to have the confidence to peek directly to somebody, which is to ask the question, do you look at other ways of making money, to them was way too confronting. So we found this script was killer and led to a lot of, not just referrals, but a lot of people signing up and wanting to do the script. So Giovanna, if you can go over the script, and you could do it two ways. Do it once the Spanish way and then once the English way, exactly how it's designed and said, that'd be very, very powerful for people and the psychology behind it.
Sure. My pleasure. So in the Spanish, it's always with enthusiasm, posture, and confidence. And in Spanish, it goes, ¿A quién conoces que le podría interesar ganar dinero de servicio celular y obtener su servicio gratis? So the English version is, who do you know that would be interested in making money on cellular services or get their service and get their service for free?
Very good. So now the psychology of that, why we do that script is, think about that. Like, it's to pique people's interest, but it's easier to say that to somebody instead of directly asking someone, hey, do you want to make extra money or do you look at other ways of making money? Okay? So now after we say that, what happens most of the time is people say, well, either say, what's this about? I might be interested. I've got some people, I don't know, I need to know more information, things like that. So then, Giovanna, what happens when people respond back?
So when they respond back, we say, I'll tell you the Spanish version first. Se está armando el equipo para el desarrollo de la nueva compañía de servicios celulares. Para las personas correctas, hay oportunidad de generar ganancias importantes en una hora a la semana. La persona enfrente al proyecto estará a un evento, le das dos opciones, te aparta un lugar porque tiene cupo limitado y te envía un breve video grabación para que escuche de qué se trata. Si tienes que cancelar, avísame para dar tu lugar a otra persona. The English version is, we're putting together a team for the launch of a new company of the cellular industry. For the correct person, there's opportunity to generate a substantial income in short and few hours a week. The person leading the project will be, and then you're going to give them two options that they can participate on. I can put aside a spot for you. The spaces are limited, and I'm going to send you a brief video and audio for you to listen and see what it's about. And then you ask them when they can listen to it, and then you do a quick follow-up, and you say, if you have to cancel, please let me know because space is limited, and I'm going to give up your spot to somebody else.
Very good. So basically, you say a little bit about what we're doing and what we're expanding to, then you'll send a video and an audio to see if they're interested, and if they are, then you'll book them to a meeting. And the reason why we do this is to quickly go through people and to see who's interested and who's not. It's to help you sort faster. Remember, from every Saturday training you go to, every training you ever had on ACN, we're in the sorting business, not the selling business. So what the video that we send is a two-minute video and a three-minute audio. When we send that, it tells them, explains them a little bit about the business, explains them a little bit about what we do. So we're already sorting through people. So now the people that have seen those 5 minutes total, now they're like, huh, that's really interesting. I'm interested in this. Okay, now, but let me rewind. What Giovanna says something important. One of the things you want to do is before you send the audio and the video, you want to make sure you clear a time with them when they can listen to it and watch the video. It's about 5 minutes total. Here's why. If you just send it to them and hope they're going to watch it because they said they're interested, they'll probably never watch it. So one of the things we like to do is to make sure, okay, when can you watch it? What time are you available? And I'll send it to you a few minutes before. And have them put it in their calendar. We found that's very effective and very powerful. If you just send people the audio and the video, they don't listen to it, okay? That's very important to remember that before you send it to them. And then after they listen to it, then you can say, hey, okay, I'll give you a call. So then once you send it to them, before you say, okay, I'm going to give you a call right after you listen to it a few minutes later, and you can follow up with them, okay? That's powerful. Now, then you get them to an event. Now, here's what's cool. If they've gone through an audio, they go to the theater, and they come to an event, the chances of them signing up are 30 to 50%. It's amazing. Why? Because we're already sorting to people. So the people don't want to come, forget them. They're going to be out. So now, look, you have to go through a bunch of people. Yeah, they're going to have to go through a bunch of people in their warm market. But the good news is, because we're helping to help them sort faster this way, we're helping them to go through their warm market this way, because this is how exactly they go through their warm market. We're teaching them the exact same system. So whoever you sign up in your city, they're going to execute the exact same system, but then they're going to follow the exact same system with their warm market, so it duplicates perfectly. That's why I love this system. And then you're going to get them to a webinar. We have Spanish webinars that happen 3-4 days a week. We have PBRs, lots of PBRs happening, and you got to learn where they are in the marketplace, or events like BOMs that are happening in every city. So you got to make sure you know what events are happening before you even start to recruit people and find out. Be clear in that marketplace what's going on and what's happening. Otherwise, you have no idea what to invite them to. And then that system duplicates, and that's what's powerful about it, okay? So, Joanne, is there anything I missed about the system?
No, that's the whole thing. And then if they're not interested, then we'll enroll them to be a customer, and we'll say, okay, it's not for you, but who do you know? And we'll still ask for more contact.
Exactly right. So what happens then is the whole key is who do you know? Because remember, the beginning script already has that in their mind. They're not really the one we're looking for. So we're still looking for people. So who do you know? I got this is not for you, but then who do you know? And that's all. By the way, all those documents that Giovanna covered are on the RPM website. with all the scripts written out under the Mexico tab. It's all there, okay? So it's a simple sorting system, and the faster you can sort through people, the faster you're going to recruit. And here's the funny part. You don't need to know Spanish. You don't, especially if you're recruiting Latinos in your marketplace, they will, okay? And even if you're going to go directly to Mexico, because you can't, it's not as easy. I'm going to warn you, it's not as simple as recruiting local Latinos in your marketplace and have them recruit their friends and family. But you can. I'll give you an example. Miss Nikki Durzna, team coordinator out of Canada, she recruited Luis Cardenas, cold market on Facebook, recruited him, did the right system, followed the right things, and Mr. Luis Cardenas won TC in 40 days. Now, that's not normal. That's very abnormal. Now, Luis Cardenas is an honorable man. When he went to a meeting, he didn't join another team because he honored the person that invited him. Nikki went down there, helped him out. She was committed to his development and helped him a lot, getting them started. And he rewarded her. He rewarded her by himself by getting the quick start bonus and making money and qualifying for a great trip and going TC in 40 days. So that worked out, but that's not going to be normal all the time. It takes a very special person with a lot of integrity like Mr. Luis Cardenas to do that, okay? And then once they sign up, there's conference calls they can plug into. There's trainings for them in most marketplaces right now in Mexico. So they have a whole infrastructure, but they still expect you to help out and help them out, okay? It's still there for you to help. You got to show your face. And here's why. They got to believe that you believe in them. This is really important. And one thing I've noticed from their culture is they take to heart that you believe in them. They take to heart. And all the tools that you need for this are on the RPM website under the Mexico tab, everything that you need. Now, if you want a piece of the 1 billion people marketplace, then learn the system as well as you can in your town, in your city, in your country. And it's the best way is not to recruit people in that country like I talked about, but to recruit Latinos in your city for those countries and to use the system on their war market in those countries. So it's two things to learn. Number one, the system in where you live, and number two, the system in those countries. Now, here's the best part. Here's what I'm excited about, and this is what the part I really want to talk about tonight. So exciting. This is causing me anxiety even to talk about this. So those of you that go to work in your cities, in your towns, and start recruiting the Latinos, now, where should you go look? Go look at Latino restaurants. Go look at wherever they hang out. Join social groups. A lot of them like to dance. Join dance clubs. Wherever they go, you go. Go meet them. Go socialize. Go make friends with them. They're everywhere. It's an amazing culture. They love to have fun. They're awesome people. They're warm. They'll talk to you. They're open to opportunity. Just go meet them. Go meet them. Okay? Now, here's the best part. If you start recruiting, for example, right now into Mexico, and then when Colombia opens in a few months, you start recruiting into Colombia, okay? That represents about 100 and we'll say 80 million people of the 1 billion. So you're still missing about 820 million people to go. Countries like Brazil, Argentina, all these countries. Now, what do you think is going to happen as you start recruiting into these countries from your local market and tap-rooting into those countries? What do you think will happen with those people in those countries? Who do you think will have more success going into Guatemala and El Salvador and Ecuador and Argentina and Brazil and Chile and all of, and Peru and all those other countries, you or them? Who do you think will have more success in recruiting those people? You or they that know the system, that know the language, who do you think? So here's the opportunity for all of you, is to, in your market, recruit Latinos that recruit their family. And then those families in those countries and those friends in those countries start building their team. And then as those teams start to grow in those countries, they will naturally flow into the rest of Central and South America. That's the opportunity. Because what we're doing, see, I was talking to Mr. Robert Stefanowski in ACN, and here's what he said to me, because he was going through all the countries that are going to be opening. I said, Robert, what's the timeline for these? He goes, as fast as possible. I go, what do you mean as fast as possible? He goes, Franco, we're going to shock people how fast we open these countries. And I said, I'm just curious, like usually you're very careful and prudent when we launch a country. Why are you doing this so quickly? And here's what he said to me. He said, going into Latin America is like starting is like when we first started ACN for long distance. No, when we started in long distance, we were not the first player in. There were a lot of other companies that went and did long distance network marketing, and they exploded. Now, they didn't last like we did because they didn't know how to run their companies properly. It didn't survive. There's a company called Excel, for example, that ACN bought out that became a billion-dollar company in long distance because they were the first one. And said, but in Latin America, there's never been MLMs for services, ever. And MLM and network marketing in Latin America is huge, but we are the first one. We're the first mover in this industry. And because we're the first mover, we're going to you can see in Mexico, he said, what's happening. That's not an accident. When you're the first one and there's nobody else coming or no one else doing this, you're going to have insane numbers like we're doing in Mexico. So I'm in a hurry to open up every country as fast as possible because we're going to be doing billions and billions and potentially tens of billions of dollars in the next 5 years just in Latin America, changing millions of people's lives. So when he said that to me, I got incredible goosebumps of his vision and what he sees. And then he said, and all of Latin America right now is in the middle of deregulation. What the U.S. went through and Canada went through and other Asian countries have gone through and Europe went through 10 years ago or 5 years ago, they're going through now and many of them haven't even started yet. He says, look at Mexico. Mexico, we just launched home security with ADT. He goes, in a few months, we're launching another service. Wait till you find out what that service is. And then he said, look, commercial energy is already deregulated in Mexico. We're just waiting for residential to deregulate sometime end of this year, beginning of next year, and now we're going to be launching that with commercial. He goes, now that's happening all through Latin America. So and we're the first movers in. There's nobody else that we know coming. We've got the most amazing service, the most incredible leaders. We can take over all of that continent. Man, I couldn't sleep for 2 days. And that's why I've never worked harder in my life right now as I am in ACN. I moved to Texas. I moved to Texas, to Dallas, Texas, because there's 14 million Latinos that live in the state of Texas. I just was in El Paso a couple of nights ago, did a big PBR in El Paso, Texas, and it was funny because every person in that meeting was Latino. In fact, I had to have the meeting translated because many of them didn't speak English. How amazing is that? And that's the opportunity that we have. Why? Because I'm not going to miss an opportunity to build an empire in ACN. So all of you have the same opportunity. All of you have the great thing. RPM Global can become the greatest force in all of Latin America. But it starts with you building locally. That's why I'm in Texas. I'm building locally in Texas so they can recruit their friends and family. Mr. Gabe Harrell, for example, recruited him in Dallas, Texas. He was recruited by Mr. Rick Renee here in Dallas, Texas, one of the top ETLs this month. What happened? Mr. Gabe Harrell recruited his family in Mexico. He went to an event in Mexico. He signed up his cousins. Then he went to El Paso, recruited his mother, signed up his mother and his other family members who are now recruiting other people in Mexico. In fact, he had family from Mexico drive to El Paso across the border to come to the PBR, and they are signing up. But they have trust with him. So focus in your marketplace. Focus where you're at, and you'll be amazed at what you can do. So, guys, I hope this call was valuable. I hope you'll learn exactly the system and master it in whatever city you're in and then master the system that we use in Latin America and that we're going to be expanding with it all across the country because, guys, empires are about to be built. The question is, how are you going to participate? Are you going to take advantage of it? Are you going to be part of this incredible RPM global expansion all over the world? Great call tonight, guys. It was a pleasure being on this call. We'll talk to you again next Sunday with another incredible leadership call. God bless and have a great week. Go RPM.